Okay, we're live. Hey everyone, welcome to another week with Sarah and Dave. It's been more than a week though. I'm Sarah, and with me is Dave. Hi, babe.
Hi. Wait, you make this awkward every time.
I know. Like, how else would you prefer for me to do it to make it more smooth?
Let's just be consistent. Like, if you're going to introduce me, like, introduce me.
I do every time.
You say, and this is Dave, and then awkward silence, like, every time.
There should be a hey, like when you greet somebody, and I say, this is my husband, Dave. What do you tell somebody when we're face-to-face with them?
Okay, so don't pause it, and let's start over and act like we're doing a take two. Go.
Okay, no.
See, you're not ready for this. We have 1,000 subscribers right now. Like, okay, you need to keep up with this. I can't be carrying us through this.
Well, we don't have 1,000 subscribers.
So well, no, we probably have more now. That was just the last I checked.
Yeah, no, we've had 10 listens to the last one.
Sir, it's you're really not sad. Supposed to say that.
No, this is documenting.
Yeah.
Documenting our journey.
So we had like 8 Team Daves, and then...
You know what? There are a lot of me. I will stop podcasting with you if you don't knock that off.
Yeah, well, this is off to a great start.
You're just in a mood to push some buttons.
A mood to push some buttons.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what happens when we don't podcast this often.
I know. We need There's to podcast to more over. For our 1,000 subscribers. Jesus.
God help us now. So, why don't you start with your biggest catch? What do you want to talk about first?
Talk about this baby in my hand. New insulin pump. Yeah. Which it's been a while because it was 2 weeks ago last Friday that I got it. And we haven't podcasted since.
I know. I asked if we wanted to, but we opted to do a couple of other things instead of
We've been doing a lot of family stuff. Getting the house outfitted.
Well, kind of.
Yeah. Checking out the house, getting some measurements of the house and stuff.
Oh, it's just not even funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it. Why don't you share your thoughts on your insulin pump?
It's good. It's the only thing that is slightly concerning to me is the fact that you have like given me insulin while I was sleeping multiple times now.
Again, be on your best behavior.
Yeah.
Don't make me angry.
Yeah, but so far this thing's been pretty good, especially for being able to like swim and ride my bike. I don't really run with it. I just like disconnect and then run and then give myself insulin afterwards.
It's because you're used to that old school insulining. Yeah. You almost bolus yourself. Yes.
Yeah.
See, you're worried about me killing you in the middle of the night.
No, if you tell it you want insulin, it's going to make you confirm like 3 different ways.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. So far, so good. It takes my continuous glucose monitor readings, and it's supposed to kind of regulate my blood sugar that way.
It generally does.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been...
I haven't heard it vibrating overnight, past night.
I have. Like, every night.
Generally, I hear it at least once when it goes high.
Well, I put it on my right side now, so it's on, like, the edge of the bed side.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And you don't keep it on your nightstand because...
Well, no! Then I'm going to freaking... This will be like
You'll
a pendulum
stupid.
When I roll over.
Oh, we're funny people.
Yeah. But I like it. It's, good. I think my blood sugar numbers are even... I mean, they weren't bad, but it was a lot of work to get them to where they were.
Yeah, I think you're thinking about it less.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I got this thing attached to me, so well, it's yeah, hard but... not to.
Yeah, but thinking about it, I actually have to manage it.
Yeah.
I always like when you kind of look back at your numbers and realize the nights that you had, like, pizza... Like, you're like, oh, I wonder why that was so bad.
Yeah, if I keep doing a really good job, like, I'm going to try to introduce more, like, you know, not blood sugar friendly foods here and there.
I mean, how'd it look the other night when you had that cake?
It.
Rachel's.
What, Rachel's sauce? I was 99% in range that day.
How about the overnight?
Then, so I was.
Like, I don't remember.
I was 99% in range on Saturday. And then going into Sunday, I was 91% in range Sunday. And none of that, like, 9% that I wasn't in range was overnight.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that would be weird because then that means it would have vibrated. Wouldn't have vibrated. Because
so
you were out of range.
It vibrates when it thinks I'm going low. So, like, last night it did when I was at 80-something.
It starts vibrating then. But it also vibrates when you're high, too.
Right.
And you have to recognize it. And if you don't acknowledge it, it beeps more frequently than when
you... And then you get involved.
Yeah. Yeah, real exciting.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, so that pretty much covers the insulin pump.
Good fresh start. I like it.
Yeah.
Good job.
So we got all sorts of stuff going on.
Yeah. What topic do we want to do next? Let's see. Ooh, there's so many to choose from.
Yeah.
Maybe we should tell the story about how Rachel and us, we were going to buy the same exact table.
Yeah, that's what our 1,000+ subscribers want to hear. Go.
So, we've been extensively shopping for furniture, and we've decided on a bed and mattress, like a bed frame and mattress for ourselves, with like a million other options that we could do, you know. It's so hard. But anyways, so we had walked through Costco last Friday and saw this table and said, man, we really like this. I think this is the one we're going to get. And so we come home on Sunday evening from our Connect group, and Dave tells me to check Facebook basically immediately. So, of course, you know, because Dave has already commented on it, it's one of the first things in my newsfeed when I log in. And I look, and Rachel, my sister, who lives here in this area, has bought the same exact table that we had said we were going to buy. So we did get to go over yesterday, not yesterday, today's Monday, on Saturday, and we got to try it out, which it's a super nice table, but our legs are so long, we don't fit under it that well.
Yeah, it's rough.
But it was really comfy. Yeah, those chairs are really comfortable.
Abnormally tall people.
Well, and I got some thick thighs.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
I know. So that was just the whole great minds think alike. It's like we share the same DNA or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so we're looking for all sorts of good stuff for the house. I got to go down into the basement and get some measurements.
Yeah.
And the builder's people showed up, and apparently they don't want us in the house unsupervised.
Well, that's not unsupervised. It's they want to know.
Yeah.
Like, so our builder, like our construction supervisors, they've mentioned to us multiple times, hey, just let us know if you want to go walk through the house. We can schedule up a time for you to go. That way we know. It's a liability thing for the bigger builders to do that. That way they can control who's just randomly wandering in the house, and they're not liable for that type of stuff. Get it. So we had gone and stopped by earlier in the day, and Dave was sitting there in the car. He's like, I'm not going to go in. I'm not sure how my blood sugar's going to go. He was at the cusp of where it could go high or low at any moment. So I said, okay, I'm going to go in and talk to him. We'll see. So we go to the gym after I'm done talking to him. No, it wasn't to the gym we went to. Where was it? It was
furniture shopping.
Yeah, it was
furniture. If we're not at the gym or the grocery store, we're furniture shopping.
Yeah, until we get into the house at least.
Yeah.
I know. So anyways, so we go and we're heading back home and Dave's like, I want to run by the house real quick and take some measurements. And I'm like, dude, like, I don't really want to. Like, Dave asked us not to. Let's just not. We've already been there a couple of hours ago. You had the opportunity to go while he was standing there and go take the measurements and figure that out. He says, no, no, let's just go. I say, okay, because I'm not going to argue. We get there, get out, wandering. He's all excited. We look at a couple spots because we're trying to figure out where we wanted to put our gym equipment. We hear footsteps while we're in the basement. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm thinking about climbing out the basement window. I mean, because I'm so like upset and annoyed that, you know, now we're caught, if you will, in our own house. Because, I mean, we don't technically own it yet, but, you know, we're under contract and have paid us, you know, significant amount of money down. So we walk upstairs and he's like, can I help you? I was like, well, we're just measuring for some stuff. We got to get some stuff on order and just needed to pop by real quick. And we didn't want to call since it was later. All right. Well, make sure you talk to your construction supervisor. You know, you're not supposed to be in here without letting us know. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And Dave's like, yeah, whatever. And just kind of like walking away, leaving me to finish hanging. And I'm like, I am just curling up and just like, I'm so embarrassed and I'm so upset about this. And Dave pretty much told me I was right. Very right. Yeah. So then I had to explain to him how that type of stuff just makes me pretty much curl up inside, and he doesn't get embarrassed by that type of stuff, so that's part of our problem.
Yeah, it didn't bother me one bit.
Oh, it bothered me so much. Yeah. I mean, the fact the way we look at it so very differently should be like a huge like thing, like, oh yeah, we are night and day different.
Yeah.
So that's my long story, but we do have our drywall meeting next week.
Yeah.
Which means that they'll start drywall in the outside stuff on the house, insulation, obviously flooring, painting, cabinets, tiling.
So what exactly does that meeting entail?
I think they're just going to verify our selections and walk through the timeline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like they verify selections yet again.
But it's been so long that things are like out of stock.
Yeah, and we've had like two different changes.
Yeah, and we'll have more.
I'm really hoping we're not, because everything should have been on order. Like that stuff that they, you know, were like, hey, this is now out of stock. It's because they were trying to get it in. They didn't have it set aside for our project yet.
Yeah. So that makes me wonder. It's like, okay, so we had to give you like $17,000. And part of that was supposed to be for all these things, like the special whatever that we wanted for the house. So what exactly are we doing with that money?
Well, it's sitting there ready to be, you know, used. But I don't know how they roll with it. Like, I don't know what that how that works. But, yeah, it's a little bit. I mean, granted, I like the new faucet that they swapped out better than the previous one. So that was a good thing. I actually think I kind of like this new tile better than the old, but it's a little more true black versus gray, but it's got some white veins in it. And I hated not seeing, like, she's like, hey, do you want to do this one? Well, I hated not seeing the other option. She's like, how does that look together? And I'm like, I don't know. Do you see a better option? I think it looks good. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, so we're sitting which here. Which bathroom floors is that for?
David's in the basement.
Oh, okay.
Not our, because our bathroom flooring, I believe, is the same as the powder room and the rest of the floor.
Oh, okay.
On the first floor. That would look.
Yeah, it's been so long, it's going to be some nice surprises.
It's funny, not funny, because it really is kind of true. Like,
yeah.
Like,
it's great. The boys have decided that we're getting a pool table.
Well, we had already said we were going to, and then you're like, well, maybe we won't. Maybe we'll just do the ping pong table. And the boys were like, oh, no. Like, we'll play, which will solve some of the problems. Like, right now, we're in this two-bedroom apartment. We only have so many different activities for them to do.
Yeah, well, Isaac is also quarantined for another couple days, so that doesn't help.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, we're just not going to go.
He's just too popular. That's the problem.
You're not going to sit at lunch by yourself. There's probably some kids that do sit by themselves because they don't want to, you know, have to worry about that. But that's just the nature of it right now. And we're at the tail end. There's only so much time left of school. And generally speaking, by the time fall comes, we're not going to have to worry about any of this.
Yeah.
So we're on the, you know, the downward spiral, if you will. So that's pretty good.
Isaac's doing really well. He's getting some special additional work he gets to do for basketball over the summer. Or not the summer, the spring.
Yeah, should be some spring work. Yeah, I guess they get some of that.
Yeah, so he's pretty excited about it.
Yeah, that'll be great. That's some time.
He's been going to LA Fitness and playing basketball, and I guess some of the older crowd really likes playing with him, even though he's
a likable fellow.
Yeah, he's 15, but he's bigger than most.
He's taken driving school virtually. He will drive with a real person. He will not do the driving portion virtually. Somebody might ask that question. It is not a virtual driving.
With over 1,000 subscribers, obviously at least one is going to have that question, you know? And then David went on like a group bicycle ride over the weekend.
So nice to see him out and about.
Yeah, like we had these beautiful trails for him to use his bike on. And I was already out on my bike with our bike racks. So he like put his tri bike in the back of his car.
Let's clarify, that's his only bike he has. It's not like he had an option. I told him he could have went and grabbed David Isaacs out of the storage unit, and he didn't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprise! Or he could use the felt.
Yeah. Going into the storage unit would have been difficult because I had the key for it.
The key card. Yeah. We probably could get another key card.
Yeah, well, we didn't think
we're at the tail end now.
Storage unit at this point. Yeah. It's so convenient where it is. So it's literally on the bike trail.
I know. But at the same time, it'll be nice because I'll be able to just load it up on the hitch and then go to whichever trailhead I want instead of almost always just going to the Beaver Tree trailhead because it's right there.
Yeah. Unless I'm riding with you, like I'll be riding on base because there's nobody.
Well, you like being able to do that. I love the trails. You know, one of my favorite trails is still the one up by my mom and dad's house, the one that goes through Ravenna and stuff. Love that one. It's an easy trail.
Yeah, I'll be on that trail for 6 or 7 hours in like 2 months here.
Oh, the trail here.
Yeah.
I was
for
a little confused.
100-miler I signed
Hundo?
Up for. Yeah, right down the road.
I know, what a fun thing.
I'm going to be that dude on a triathlon bike doing it.
Well, you got to test it out. Yeah. I mean, you get two big races coming up. Racing is kind of back.
I hope so.
Well, I mean challenge races have been going on.
Doing a full Ironman is one thing, but man, doing a half Ironman, like the same race as David, it's a big deal.
I'm hoping family will be able to see. It sounds like they're hoping to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't be told that you can't, like, be, like, on or near a road.
Oh, no. I mean, hopefully they'll come up.
Oh, yeah.
Not hopefully family in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure around the finish lines and start lines, they may have some type of I don't know that they will, though. Come the, like, late summer and fall.
Yeah, we're, like, weeks away from, like, Lubbock and a lot of the other races to where we'll be able to see. I mean, that's Texas, so they're going to be able to do whatever the heck they want. But.
Yeah, well, to some degree.
Dude, have we podcasted since I got my new bike? I don't know if we have or not.
You've had it less time than your pump, haven't you?
Yeah.
So the answer is a no.
No, I've had it longer than my insulin pump. I got it on the Saturday or the Sunday, and then the next Friday I got my insulin pump.
I think we might have talked about new bike day, but you can talk about it again.
It's a Felt B14, and it is just incredible.
It's a triathlon bike, and it's mostly gray with a little bit of shiny blue, and it's very nice, and it shifts way better than this other one, and I feel way better, and there's a lot less complaining when he's on the bike at this point now when he's doing his training. So I am very pleased because I don't have to worry about conflict due to the bike not working right. So it really
It's good. I could ride a bike where I can shift without thinking that like pieces are going to fall off.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like that was really tough because I wanted to make sure that was something that you didn't have to worry about. And you know, not that that bike is a bad bike, but we were having a hard time getting it to actually shift as it should.
Yeah, we paid $300 for it just to see if I would like it.
It was not near as comfortable as this new bike is, though.
Yeah, I mean, the components of the new one are crazy nice.
Well, that doesn't make it more comfortable, though.
It makes it to where I can shift easily.
Yeah, the shifting, yes, the components matter there, but I said comfort. Talking about how it was way more comfortable for you.
Yeah. I rode for almost 2.5 hours Saturday. Had a good 40-something miles. And then I'm going to try to do 50 or 60 this weekend.
You have fun with that.
We'll see. We go and paint our dog's pictures, portraits this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I got to finish emailing that to her.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be so fun. So Dave's going to paint Zeke, and I'm going to paint Lacey.
Yeah, Zeke, we've officially owned him 4 days today.
4 years.
4 years today. Wow, yeah. So what's going on with Sarah? We talked about David.
Even talk about David fully.
You're pretty busy for not having anything going on.
Yeah, I know, but there's like, it's the same old. I mean, I had to pamper Jeff, and I sometimes get annoyed that somebody is almost always around me. Like, do you realize, like, I have a very hard time because I never want to hurt somebody's feelings. Like, I don't get that much. It's the apartment. Like,
yeah, but I'm going to tell you, it is going to hurt my feelings when one day I come home and there's a deadbolt on your office door. Because I know it's coming. Sarah, jeez. I mean, we asked to hear about you, but not like on that level.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so anywho.
Moving on.
I would never put a deadbolt on my office door.
Well, you should try me.
But don't.
I think I could get us there. I really do.
Like, seriously, like, that's my biggest problem. Like, we were in the old house. We were all home.
Wait, I gotta see. Hey, how long have we been podcasting? I need to know, like, right where we're at. Just for some review. 24 minutes. Okay, good. Okay, go on.
I can't now. So, in the old house, I never had the problem with feeling like most of the time with everybody needing to be alone because we had yard. We had other spots to be in the house and other stuff. So, like, it was never a big thing, but I think because we are so available, and, like, it's just, I think it's assumed that, like, I don't have other things going on outside of, you know, like, pamper Jeff and, you guys, like, that I might not. So it's been a little bit tricky because I would never want anybody to think that I don't want to spend time with them, you know, and I don't want the boys just doing the same old thing every time. So it's like, it's really a tricky line to toe, you know?
Yeah.
You can tell them later.
Yeah. So I really am disappointed. The one thing that I wish were different for our house is that from the kitchen, I had access to your office.
I'm so glad we didn't.
What I'm thinking about doing is, you know, like, this is like maybe a European thing, just like a couple inch by a couple inch, like you open the little door. Yeah. And I could, like, put my eye up to that and visit with you while I'm, like, getting a snack or whatever.
No, and again, it's not like I don't want to be around you. Because I really enjoy our time together.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I actually don't... I'm good with not being around people all the time anymore.
Yeah, so for me, you really have to define what you mean by being around people. Because I have, like, 5 people and 2 dogs that I like to be around.
Well, like, yeah, you don't like to be alone. Like, I've learned that I really like to be alone sometimes.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't like to be alone, but I don't really like that many people.
You like your people.
Yeah.
Like and you will buy all in. A
handful of them.
Yeah, you'll buy all in on any of those people and spend time with them. But outside of that, like, it's like pulling teeth. And me, now, I love to spend, I love meeting new people. I love going and doing new things. Like, I love having new experiences. But I also love being by myself and just not worrying about what anybody else were, like, what, I don't have to have somebody go, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? Any of that type of stuff.
Yeah, and... You know, I might be a little bit needy at times and all that, but I'm very aware of that. I'm not going to change it. But, like, when I have, like, a chiropractor or a dentist appointment, like, there's an assumption, like, I don't plan on going by myself. I mean, what am I? You know, I plan on you going with me.
Like 9 out of 10 times I will. But, like, today, I thankfully had forgotten about it and didn't, like, get people on and wanting to do the call. I had a call scheduled for noon.
Yeah.
So, like,
you probably shouldn't have scheduled that if you knew that I had a chiropractor's appointment at 11:30.
I don't have to go places with you every time.
Yeah.
You really are a big boy.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I like going with you. I don't mind going with you, but it should never be an assumption.
Yeah. So speaking of, like, social activity and interaction and all that, have we explained, like, what we're going to do at our church and what?
Well, not really, because, I mean, we're not really sure how it's going to go, but we are helping. We have been asked to actually share our experiences that we've had with other churches and other life groups to help make sure our church's life groups structure is set up well, and we can help between the leaders and the life groups. We'll be like a liaison between the leaders and the life group, and then our life group pastor to help lighten his load, because it's too much for one person. So we'll kind of be, as they are calling it, like directors to help to make sure everybody's cared for well, basically.
It's going to be amazing. You're going to be really good at that. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I just need to stop worrying about whether I sound ridiculous or not. Like, I am, like, because I've had people, I don't want to say judge me, but I've had people, like, judge me in a way, like, or I feel like I'm being judged. I am, like, very self-aware type thing, which isn't always bad, but sometimes it's too, like, I overthink things and wonder, did I not say this right? I have a thing where sometimes I'm misunderstood. Like, when And I was thinking about this the other day. Like, you and I, when we were having some type of discussion, sometimes when you come back and you'll say, like, you'll be like, you don't get what I meant. Like, you'll either take offense to it or not get the whole picture. And I'm like, well, why did I even say anything? Because he totally didn't get what I meant going there. Like, it's just like, it goes like, it's intention. Like, when I was having the conversation, I was like, we were talking about, being on with the music and, you know, when you're serving on Sundays on staff, it can be draining at times. And I'm like, you know, you're on, and it's like, but then he came back and was like, well, no, but I enjoy it. Like he was debating it with me, and I'm like, no, I don't think you understood what I meant. And it's like, I know you love your job and you wouldn't change it, but by the time the end of the day comes with all of this, because you're on in a different way, it's a lot, you know? So it's like that type of stuff. Like, I sit and play that back because I'm like, did I do that wrong? Did I sound stupid? I do it all the time.
No, you're good. Yeah. And I was there too. And it wasn't a big deal.
No, but in me, like I'm like, man, like, I feel like, it's like, do I leave it go and make up myself, like, feel like I was misunderstood? Or do I try to clarify? It's a very hard line for me to walk sometimes.
Yeah, well, that, I mean, I didn't think that one was a big deal.
No, but that was just one of those little examples of something, you know, that ends up happening.
Not here or anything, but, I mean, it's, you're going to deal with stupid people, but... Sometimes, some people's opinions matter more than others.
Yeah, well, and I mean, that wasn't a stupid person type interaction on that, but...
Right.
Well, no, and there are going to be people who just totally don't get it, and there are going to be people who just, no matter what I say, I'm not going to please them, if you will. And no matter where we live.
Yeah. But I mean, if you sound ridiculous, I'm going to find a nice way to say...
Or like when I accidentally stiff somebody.
Yeah, well, that's like a quarterly thing to do. But so, you don't have to worry. I mean, that's dumb that, like, somebody who's, like, an idiot says something that, like, bothers you. Like, it's... I know I can't just say, don't let it bother you, because that's not how you're wired, but... For me, like, I don't care. Like,
well, and again, that goes to the fact of, you know, you look at our strengths, you look at our Enneagram numbers, and, you know, all of that type of stuff. Like, I genuinely want to connect with others. And when I feel like somebody misunderstands what I was saying or misunderstands my intent or thinks that maybe I don't care, like... It bothers me because I like to connect with other people. And so in that experience, I didn't necessarily, you know, I knew that it wasn't a big one, but that's just one of those things that happens. Or, I mean, sometimes you and I will have a conversation and I'm trying to tell you my feelings or perceptions of something. And I have, like, and sometimes you don't get it, like, what I mean. And so, you know, we kind of go back and forth, but... Yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't think it's
a no, big deal. It's just.
But now it's not, I mean, I think we're further along than I would have thought we would have been with, like, meeting people and all that kind of stuff, judging by, like, what's going on right now and where we're not quite in our house yet. But I think by the end of the year, we're going to be a lot further along than you hope to be.
Well, and I mean, and that's my goal. I mean, we know that I'm not in a hurry because I know we're planning to be here for a while. We do have family built in. We do only have a couple years left with the boys being home full time, you know, because really, honestly, by the time they're doing college type stuff, I mean, they're going to probably have a, you know, more friends and more activities that they're doing. And we're going to be lucky to get a night or two out of the week to even hang with them.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I mean, that's the phase that we're about to be in.
Yeah, I don't think Isaac understands, like, if this, like, finished basement area, if that's where we're going to have, like, gym, pool, ping pong, multiple televisions, and his bedroom. Like, it's not going to exactly be as private, as you might think.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah.
He wants his own space. He doesn't care about it being private, if that makes sense. I mean,
it's going to be so nice. I mean, we keep talking about how it's like the perfect house for what we're looking for now. But, man, this floor plan is going to be amazing. Even like where I'm going to have my office, like kind of tucked away upstairs and all that, I think I'm really going to enjoy it.
I'm actually glad that we didn't do the loft.
Yeah, after having the loft area in the last house, it was, I mean, and it was right by the stairs too, so it was, the kids couldn't go and do anything without.
Well, it was a little too open. Had there been a full wall, like up in at the top of the stairs, which it wouldn't have had it in this new house either. Had there been a full wall, that sound would have been just enough quieter.
Yeah, I think it would have been quieter in the new house also because it's a two-story living room. But I'm glad that because, I mean, that there's no way a loft area would have been my office.
Oh, God, no. Because then it's open.
Right.
No, I'm really glad. I'd rather go with bedrooms because, again, you can put their game room, if we wanted, into that area. But instead, I think the basement is just going to be the area where they hang out and then we'll have the other living room.
Yeah.
And all that type of stuff. So,
because the maximum amount of time that I'm going to be working full time through that house is going to be like 4 years. That's the absolute maximum.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. I know we said anywhere between really 4 and 8 years from now.
Yeah.
45 to 48. Yeah. Depending on how much we save, depending on how many other expenses pop up.
Yeah. For all you kids out there, invest early and invest often.
Jesus.
What? Talking to our 1,000-plus subscribers. Yeah. This was good to get back in the saddle.
It really was. Yeah. I don't think David will listen, though.
David,
if you're listening, we want to know.
He will, yeah, and then we'll add a little bit to the old birthday gift.
Jesus. Oh, let's see what else we've talked about. Table visiting with family.
Got a big family visit coming.
Yes, for Easter / David's 18th birthday. We're going to have some fun.
It's going to be lit.
Yeah, and then week before that, spring break, so I'll probably find a couple fun activities with the kids.
I might take a day off here or there.
I mean, I'm not really, like, you know, really full up on the schedule right now.
Yeah, but I'd take, like, a Monday off. And we'd go and do, like, go-karts or something. Cool.
Yeah, we got to figure... I got to figure that out. I'm so excited, though.
Yeah.
It'll be great to have the family see see the house.
Yeah.
So. But, all right. I think we need to let our listeners go. And we'll get back in the saddle soon. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It'll be lit, fam. All right, everyone. Have an amazing week, and we can't wait to hear what you thought of the episode. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.